Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Who is Jeff Costello? That enigmatic question is the name of a new musical written by the drummer of Sacramento's jazz fusion band, Lab Rats. The performance is described as a full-scale hip-hop opera and is accompanying the release of Lab Rats' next studio album, Tiger in the Jungle. This truly multidisciplinary experience will combine dance, poetry, rap, jazz, and nods to film noir, with two performances on March 21st at Sac Dance Lab. Here to tell us more about the project is Jacob Swedlow, the writer and the co-director of Who is Jeff Costello, and he is joined by his Lab Rats bandmate, Joey Archie. Hey, you two.
How's it going?
What a treat. Okay, so Jacob, why write a musical?
Great question. Why write a musical? I've always been really fascinated by the musical space and especially, you know, going down the history of the music that is referred to as jazz. It's very hand-in-hand. And because, you know, Broadway tunes were once the pop music of America, and, you know, jazz musicians have a tradition of adapting those popular sounds and, you know, seeing what they could do with them. So to me, you know, we've been working on this record for over 2 years. So we ended up making the soundtrack before, on accident, you know, and so the story of the album just led itself really well to a musical.
It seems like a pretty organic process that unfolded over the last couple years. What is behind the plot? What inspired this opera?
So it's very loosely based off of the movie Le Samurai, which was a classic French film from the 60s. It was like really the first anti-hero movie, like downfall of the, you know, classic anti-hero thing. It was like Taxi Driver before it was Taxi Driver. I was just very inspired by the story because it's very vague and you can kind of apply a lot of symbolism onto it and take a lot out of it. So that's exactly what I did.
Well, Joey, what was it like being part of this project?
It's been really cool. It's definitely different from what we normally do. And we kind of get to get into our film scoring bag a bit, which was really nice, especially with the record, like just trying to recreate like different movie sounds and stuff like that, sound effects and whatnot. And then it's just really cool to work with some of our favorite people in the music scene and whatnot. And that's been really cool to kind of see them bring the story to life through music.
Awesome. Well, you sent along a couple pieces for us to get a little bit of a sneak peek. So the first one we are going to play, this one is from earlier in the story. It's called Jeff Costello Flees the Scene.
Yeah.
Before we hit play, can you set us up?
Yes. Yeah, so this is the part of the story. So Jeff Costello is hired by the mafia to take care of a jazz club owner. And he's seen by a performer at the jazz club, and they share this moment of like, you know, like, I don't approve of your actions, but, you know, there's sympathy involved because, you know, there's a, you know, a large part of the story is a, like, kind of like a, you know, the sympathy between, like, you know, even though that you might not agree with someone's actions, you know, you don't know anyone's story firsthand, and everyone has a different, you know, a way of going about life and, you know, to not pass judgment. So this is the part of the scene right after that happens. And he's just, Jeff Costello is like ridden with guilt. And this is just kind of his thought process after his big action.
All right, let's take a listen. Could it be the stars that you let sit beside your window? Could it be the sun that you let fall down? Could it be the stars that you sit beside your window? Could it be the sun that you let fall down? Could it be
clip man, dip man to the distance, quicksand of my guilt. Bottomless pit, the hollows, the bodies I feel, the fall that is real, but I swallow my guilt. Cause slowly feeling sorry for kills that once brought me some thrills. Would be the folly, I'm just a grunt, simply following drills. God isn't shocked at the cost that I build. The devil knocks and hell is hot, so I'm up trying to walk on these stills. Above gravitational pull, avoid accountability.
I love that you can hear the influences of fellow bandmates. Like, there's a lot of people that's bringing this to life. Mm-hmm. Joey, what does it feel like being part of something like this? I mean, you can really feel it come alive.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's a dream come true. I've always loved working with a bunch of people in a musical setting since I was little. So to be a part of something like this is a dream come true, truly. And to get to do it with some of my best friends is super dope. And yeah, to do it in Sacramento is even doper.
Makes it even better.
Were you a theater kid?
I was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, me
lot, too. A lot of people don't know that. I used to act back in the day.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, hi. Maybe that'll be, I don't know, a next project with the two of you. You guys gotta come back. Okay, so we're going to listen to another song called Act Two.
Yes.
So, Jacob, this one showcases your prowess on the drums. So what's happening in this scene?
This is the part where this is like journal entries, essentially, from the jazz club performer that shares this moment with Jeff Costello. She's like riddled with guilt because she does not approve of his actions, but yet like there's like the sympathy because like, you know, people don't, you know, like we could be dealing with someone who has been in a kill or be killed situation their entire life. And who are we to pass on judgment for those who are victims to their environment, you know? And this is kind of her moment of wrestling with like, you know, I don't know what to do because I have my own sense of morals, but like, I don't want to necessarily like make anyone's life harder.
Let's take a listen.
I don't think I should do this. I don't think I should do this.
You shouldn't do this.
I don't think I should do this. I really shouldn't do this. I don't think I should do this. Everything in my body is telling me to focus on his eyes. On the price and possession, through the lens of his eyes, I become crushed into a life of blessings and karma. I knew about incense, cause I grew up with mama and daddy telling me our prayers are kept through lineage, land and blood, and somehow, here I am, looking into the eyes of a man who has kept secrets. Child me a blood diamond, diluting the truth, as if Adam took the forbidden fruit and followed through, wallowing in avoidance and awareness until it finally breaks you.
Wow, incredible. That is so just powerful. I mean, of course, you're drumming in that moment, but you're also directing it. I mean, this is your vision coming to life. I mean, what has it felt like to step out from behind the drum set while you're still behind it and taking on a lot of different responsibilities?
It's been really a great learning experience. I thought it would be actually a lot harder than it ended up being. Just like every step of the way, it's like, oh, I need to do it. It just kind of unfolded itself as it was going. And I'm extremely lucky to be surrounded by people like, you know, my bandmates and like Joey and all the cast members who are just so down to make this happen. So it's like, it doesn't even really feel like my project. It feels like our project. And it's just, I'm just very grateful for everyone. And it's like, I don't feel like anyone is like, I'm trying to like pull teeth from anyone. Everyone's very down to make this work. And everyone has their own creative direction too, that they want to take it in, and it's all welcome, you know? So it's been a lot easier than I thought.
Yeah, you can really feel the community behind this creativity. And jazz and hip hop, I mean, they have a long history of pushing boundaries, you know, incorporating influences from many places. Joey, as a theater kid with Jacob, how has that been like? I mean, pushing those boundaries with a musical, with a hip hop opera?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't recall there ever being anything like this before, prior to this. So I think being one of the first few to like really kind of put something out there like that is great. I think it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing for us to continue to push the musical envelope and show people what is possible. Mm-hmm. And like Jacob said, it's been really cool to kind of see everyone buy in, see everyone work together to kind of bring this thing together, because it really does take a village, and it really takes everyone kind of doing their part to make something like this happen.
Well, unsurprisingly, tickets are sold out for both performances on the 21st. Mm-hmm. But for those who are listening, I think there's a lot of people who are going to want to take this in. Are there any plans for more performances in the future or for more people to experience this?
Definitely. We've been getting a lot of messages of people kind of like kicking themselves for not getting a ticket right away. And so we're going to definitely be talking about opening up another show in the next month or two.
And this show is tied to the new album that Lab Rats is coming out with. So tell us more about Tiger in the Jungle, because that's releasing the day before.
Yes, the day before. We accidentally made the soundtrack for the musical before the musical was even conceived. It's a concept album. There's several features on it that all play the same role. So it tells a story, and we have been just like really painstakingly, you know, crafting every detail of it just to make sure it does tell a clear story. And again, really grateful for all the you know, features, but also people behind the scenes. Like we got Billy Thompson, who plays in the Gold Souls, and he recorded, engineered most of the record. And a huge shout out to Pat Langham, who really has an ear for our music and who mixed and worked with him closely for producing this record. And he really brought this album to life. So really grateful for those two as well.
And we're grateful for the both of you. Thank you for sharing some of this with our listeners.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Yes.
And that was Jacob Sweetlow and Joey Archie from Sacramento's jazz fusion band Lab Rats. They joined us to talk about their new hip-hop opera, Who is Jeff Costello? The show debuts March 21st at Sac Dance Lab. Tickets are sold out, but keep an eye out for future performances. And you can listen to the companion Lab Rats album, Tiger in the Jungle. It is releasing the day before at midnight. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also send us an email at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.